Shares of the biotech company Biogen fell nearly 30% when the market opened this morning on news that the company is discontinuing trials on a much-hyped Alzheimer's drug. The drug, which is known as aducanumab, was in phase 3 trial, the last stage before FDA approval. For more, let's go to Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jeremy.
So getting an effective Alzheimer's drug on the market is one of the biggest, most elusive goals in pharma research. But why were people betting on this particular drug?
I mean, because Biogen had gone so far down the approval process with Wall Street and families of those suffering from Alzheimer's, which has been such a hopeless affliction. They were putting so much hope into what was expected to be a blockbuster. Goldman Sachs had pegged potential sales at about $12 billion just for this one drug.
So why did they give up then?
Management says that the decision to stop was based on an independent group's analysis that showed that the trials were unlikely to, quote, meet their primary endpoint. And Biogen did reiterate that, you know, you're not talking about safety concerns here, but the longer the expectation continues, the more blowback a publicly traded corporation like Biogen is going to get by not being totally forthcoming about this drug's path to market. Again, this was expected to be a blockbuster. You don't see moonshots like this in stage three all that often.
And just to put the failure in context, 99% of Alzheimer's drug trials have failed over the last 15 years. What do we know about why this disease in particular is so hard to treat?
Yeah, it's such a nasty shape-shifting target. I mean, much of the research into potential Alzheimer's drugs focuses on the buildup in the human brain of beta amyloid, and that combating that sticky substance could help sufferers, you know, both current and future. This is a big setback today for that hypothesis. I mean, Pfizer said last year that it would stop trying to discover new Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease drugs outright. And to date, no drugs have been approved to treat the underlying causes of Alzheimer's.
Now, this is not the first time that Biogen has seen its stock have this kind of volatility. In June of 2016, the shares dropped when a drug to treat multiple sclerosis failed. How easy is it for these pharma companies to recover when a drug like this doesn't end up working out?
You always have to strike a balance, especially for a corporation the size of Biogen. I mean, the balance is between research and development pipeline, which is speculative but potentially lucrative, with legacy franchises that need to be milked before generics are allowed in. And of course, if A and B fail, then you can go into mergers and acquisitions. And Biogen today just hemorrhaged $18 billion in market value. And this is for pulling a project that it was developing jointly with a Japanese pharmaceutical. So the stakes are enormous.
And I'm sure that one of the things that we will hear is, especially when it comes to drug prices in general, which are very high in this country, is that, you know, this is why they're high, because the drug companies have to put so much money into R&D and sometimes it doesn't work out. At the same time, taxpayers fund a lot of research that drug companies benefit from as well.
I think that's fair only up to a certain point. I mean, pharma and biotechs, they often spend lavishly on marketing, overhead, executive comp. Many established players pay nice dividends and buy stock back. It's not like 99 cents out of every dollar they make is going back into R&D. Mm-hmm. These are for-profit companies, which is why you also sometimes have to make these brutal decisions to cut losses in something that everyone really wanted to succeed.
That is Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.